Good morning and welcome to the Community Connection. I'm joined in the studio today by Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard from the Bobcat Den here in Fairfield. How are you doing, ladies?
We're doing just fine.
Okay, and big things happening at the Bobcat Den?
Yes.
People getting in shape?
Yes.
Do people need to get in shape?
Well,
speaking as a person who needs to get in shape, do people...
Everyone.
There's classes for everyone, right?
Yes.
Okay. And what do you do with people like me who have not, who basically go home and sit down? Donna?
First I would try to encourage you to come out to class. Number two, I usually try to find out what you would like.
Uh-huh.
And number three, I need to find a time slot that's going to work for you. Because if you don't have the time slot is a biggie, then you're not going to be able to make it.
Okay.
So if you work at the noon hour, why would I give you that class?
Right.
So
is it just that we're just too busy?
Or kind of too lazy.
Well.
Oh, I'm just going to say.
Our lives are sort of packed, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you think, Denise?
Well, your lives are packed, but never too packed to be healthy.
Okay. All right. And it will save you time in the end, won't it? Being
yes.
More healthy. All right, we're going to talk about classes at the Bobcat Den and whatever happened to Matt Works, because we're going to bring that up in just a little bit here on the Community Connection. So stay tuned.
Here's Dave Ramsey with today's Ramsey Reality Check.
Adults devise a plan and follow it. Children do what feels good. I'm getting ready to be 57 years old. That's hard to believe. There are times in my life I still want to be a child and just do what feels good. But the strange thing is that very rarely brings me happiness and peace. But if you live like no one else, later you can live and give like no one else. Dave Ramsey here. We talk common sense for your dollars and cents. Weekdays at 4 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM.
We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard from the Bobcat Den at on the campus of Frontier Community College. And now, Donna, you were associated with the Matt Works, right?
Yes.
And now you're not.
What happened?
Well,
we've been in business almost 16 years this March. We've had different locations.
I've had
different partners. Denise has now been my partner now for several years. What happened is last year the college came after us and said, hey, why don't we merge? It would be good for them, good for us. And so we took up that opportunity, and we did.
Okay.
So it's been a great year so far.
So the Matt Works is now at the Bobcat.
Yes, it is.
Okay. All the same classes?
All the same classes.
What is the equipment like at the Bobcat Den?
I think we have a beautiful room. It's nice, large, spacious. I've always wanted a beautiful wooden floor, and I got it. I'll just have to say that. I think it's great. Great atmosphere, comfortable climate. I'm real pleased that we're there.
Okay. All right. What is your most popular class?
My most popular class is yoga.
Yoga. Okay. All right. What about you, Donna?
Well, I have a total body class that I've had for years, and it always seems to be a popular one that I teach every winter, and I have a lot of comeback clients to that one. So.
Okay. All right. What exactly, for the beginner, how do we start? How do we start?
Well, I would probably pick a beginner's class to start you off, and if I see that you're beyond that, then we would move up to the second level and possibly even the third. So I'd like to have you start slow and easy just to see where I can assess you where you're at before I advance you on.
Okay. Is that yoga or is it?
Actually, any of the classes.
Cardio or?
Yeah, any of the classes. So even if you took a cardio, my total body, for instance, it's a little bit harder than my Silver Sneakers cardio in the daytime. So I'd have to just kind of assess who you are and what you might need. And if that class doesn't fit you, if yoga's too slow and you need to have something more peppy, or on the other hand, you might think cardio's just too much, I need something a little quieter and calmer for my life, so I might would direct you to yoga.
Okay. So. All right. All right. Denise, tell me, how does a person sign up for these classes? Do they just go out to the college, or... Just go to class?
You need to go to the college first, to the Student Services Building, to the records office.
Okay.
Just tell them that you want to enroll, and there's different packages that are available.
How do I find out what classes are available?
It will be on the college website.
Oh, okay.
If you go to the iecc.edu, the Frontier page, and go into student information, health fitness schedule is listed there in that area.
Oh, okay. So it's the health fitness schedule.
Yes.
That we're looking for. All right. And how many classes are we going to have this spring? How many classes are listed?
Right now, I teach 11 classes a week.
Okay. You teach 11.
I teach about 7 or 8 as well.
Okay.
And they're a constant. I mean, they go all year long. They never really quit. Some are seasonal, true, but most of them are at a constant. Our business just keeps kind of going.
Now, when the summer comes along, or late spring, we're going to have a lot of 5Ks. Are you going to have a class designed to get people ready to run that 5K, their first 5K?
Yes, I do, and it is called Yin Yoga. And in fact, it's good for any athlete to take because it actually gets deeper into the body for your flexibility.
Okay. All right. Was it a surprise to you that yoga was so necessary, especially being from Southern Illinois?
It
seems like an odd mix.
No, I found yoga whenever I was having problems with fibromyalgia.
Okay.
And so I know where people are coming from when they tell me, you know, they hurt. And now I do not have, I keep that completely under control. Just with yoga. And I'm so happy that I found Donna's classes. That's where I started.
Okay. All right. So do you have a lot of people who are trying to control diabetes, blood pressure, that kind of thing?
I wouldn't say.
With exercise first.
I personally wouldn't say a lot, but I know some of them do.
Okay. Those issues and they...
Yes. A lot of them will say that if they come to class, just the movement of the class makes them feel so much better that they can always tell if they miss a class, boy, I wish I didn't. You know, so that right there just shows them that how important it makes them feel coming to class.
And how do you assess at the end of the semester? Do people get grades or do they just get to feel better?
No.
Hearty handshake and the warm glow of victory?
No, these health fitness classes are non-credit classes. There's
no
grade.
So there's no grade. So there's no test at the end.
No test.
I have to hold a blank. All right. Let's talk about what kind of exercises are involved in your classes, Donna.
Here's
the genesis of the question. The question is, the other day, I saw a report that said that sit-ups were bad. Maybe it wasn't sit-ups. Maybe it was push-ups were bad. See how well I paid attention to it. They weren't as good. They didn't strengthen the core as much as another exercise.
Well, I'm not for sure how to answer your question. I know we have a variety of classes that do strengthen the core. Even your yoga has a nice core strengthening. My total body has more of the old-fashioned type, old-fashioned type of core movements for the stomach. But they're all done a little differently in each class.
Okay.
But each class does have core. You know, so whether you're on the floor, even my senior class is sitting in a chair, but they're still doing a nice core tummy workout there. So that is always part in all of our classes. I don't know if that answered your question.
No, that answers my question. You did a fine job.
Yep.
I am talking to Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard from the Bobcat Den here in Fairfield. We're going to talk more about exercise classes at the college and why you should sign up in just a moment.
Join us each weekday and on Saturday mornings as well for the latest on the local auction scene. Auction Time informs you of the unique items on the block. We give you the headline items during the week and then actually get into the details with area auctioneers as part of our Saturday program. That's Auction Time, weekdays at 7:50 a.m. and then again on Saturday morning after the 8 o'clock news on the station listened to, not just heard, WFIW and WFIWradio.com.
We are back on the Community Connection. We're talking to Denise Hilliard and Donna Frutiger from the Bobcat Den here in Fairfield on the campus of Frontier Community College. And so Denise, you teach yoga.
Yes, I do.
Are you exclusively yoga or?
I am exclusively yoga.
Okay.
But I teach everything from a chair class to a flow class to yin yoga that I mentioned earlier.
Okay, so what's the difference?
The intensity for one.
Okay.
But the one thing that always stays the same is the breath. I feel that in our society today, we get to where that we are so tense that we do not use our breathing like we should. And I have a lot of people that have learned to just kind of focus on their breath and calm their bodies in different situations, which makes me a very happy person. I always tell them, if you learn nothing in my class but how to breathe correctly, I am happy about it, because that's something that benefits your health all the way around.
Right. I just read a study on breathing. People are breathing incorrectly. Mm-hmm. It's hard to believe you could breathe incorrectly.
Yes, people in this tense world a lot of times want to be what I'll call chest breathers instead of belly breathers.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so how should we breathe? Let's relax and breathe.
We should breathe in and out slowly through the nose, kind of paying attention to that breath and how the exhale goes out to like a momentary pause. And from that momentary pause, then the inhale will arise. And so we try to just breathe short, and you okay. need not to breathe short. And a study that I had read not long ago about people that do not, I'll just say belly breathing, but diaphragm, they're chest breathers, they usually have shoulder problems, because as they're breathing in just chest, then their shoulders are going up and down, up and down, up and down, and they're not made to do that. So I focus a lot on, in my yoga at the beginning, to make sure that you get comfortable with using that breath.
Okay. What other things are people doing incorrectly that they think they're doing that is actually hurting them instead of helping them?
I'm going to say not knowing how to move from the hips.
Not knowing how to move from
move from the hips, meaning if you were going to touch your toes, I can almost bet you that you would move from your head and shoulders first instead of from your hips. So because of that, that's how come so many clients have no mobility in their hips, because they don't know how to fold from there anymore. They kind of just forgot.
Huh. Okay. So, I've never been able to touch my toes.
There's a reason why, but I could probably get you to touch your toes if you would understand the reason.
You'd have to break me
why.
In half.
Uh-huh. No.
Okay. So move from the hips. It just doesn't seem possible that it could be that easy. Learning to breathe and moving from the hips would solve some problems that people have with movement.
It's very simple.
Okay.
I always, my grandmother told me as a little girl, God gave us everything we always needed. We've just chosen not to use it.
Yep.
And God gave us that breath, and we just need to learn to use it.
Okay. All right. So let's talk about your beginning. I guess there's a beginning user. Beginning yoga class.
I have everything from chair, like I said, I start at chair yoga, and I have different levels of chair yoga.
Oh, okay.
And that may seem funny to some people, but it isn't, because people are, we've mentioned, are different mobilities.
Right.
You may have someone that cannot raise out of a chair at all, to someone that probably could be in a regular yoga class, but that chair is there for to help them with their balance. So I have a beginning, intermediate, and advanced chair yoga, and then I also have different series of yoga classes and a yin yoga, which, in my opinion, every athlete should take.
Okay. All right. So we go into yin yoga. Do we start with the basics that we've already learned?
Yin yoga is done completely on the floor.
Okay.
No standing poses.
Okay.
And you only do six poses for the whole class. The key is you hold them for 3 to 5 minutes. And the most important thing in that class is, guess what? The breath.
Breath. Okay. Yeah. I would imagine. I imagine, knowing nothing about yoga, that breathing is the most important part.
It is.
Okay. All right. So what about your intermediate classes? What are those classes like?
Those are anywhere from people that just starting, but you know, again, they do not have trouble with mobility, and people,
and they don't want trouble with
right.
mobility.
And then people who are, you know, maybe they don't want to get on the floor, and so they want to do, and so, but they're, you know, they do have mobility. They do have, they're used to exercising, and they can take that option of chair. Just because a lot of people tell me I can't get off the floor if I get down, and I could show them how to do that.
Okay. Is chair yoga something that would be good for somebody like me who sits a lot, because I'm here behind the microphone?
Yes, it would. And in fact, you know, I could show you some poses that you could do sitting right there on
poses in my chair.
That is true.
You know, I'm just glad there's no cameras in here right now. All right, Denise. We are talking to Denise Hilliard and Donna Frutiger from the Bobcat Den here in Fairfield on the campus of Frontier Community College. And we're going to talk more about their health fitness classes in just a few moments.
Who has the power?
I am Rush Limbaugh, the man accused of running the country.
The power to inform and persuade.
The man about whom it is said he must be dealt with by a high government official.
Feared by some.
Rush Limbaugh running America.
Loved by many.
And I am Talk Radio. You have made that possible with my assistance.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekdays at 106 on WFIW AM 1390 and 103.3 FM. We are back on the Community Connection. We are talking to Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard from the Bobcat Den here in Fairfield on the campus of Frontier Community College. We're talking about their health fitness classes, and it's not too late to sign up, right, ladies?
Right.
Sign up. Can you sign up at any time? Or?
Yes, for the health fitness classes, you can.
Oh, okay. All right. So do you get people coming in like halfway through and trying to?
They're welcome to drop in and do an $8 drop-in to try a class.
Okay.
And that gives them opportunity to try different classes to see what's going to fit for them. And then after that, we prefer them to pay by month. It's usually by a month course, four for 25 or eight for, you know, 40. And that's just kind of how it works.
Oh, okay. It's eight classes for $40.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And is there you get membership if you buy the...
Yes, with the package. So that's just a wonderful
plus.
So if
you buy
plus.
A package, you get membership for free.
For the gym, yes.
And otherwise, you'd have to pay an additional $25?
$20
to get into the gym at any time.
So if you buy a $40 package,
right,
then you get a gym membership free, and you're saving $5.
Oh, okay.
If you just paid for a $25 class and a $20 gym membership.
Okay. All right. Donna, let's talk about you do Pilates, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Now, I associate you with... you started at the Fall Fun Fest Yoga in the Park on Saturday morning, right?
Yes. That goes back several years ago.
Okay. Were you surprised that that was so popular?
Well, I don't know. I was kind of hoping that it would grow, and I think it has grown. The first one didn't have as many, but it has grown since then.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. I guess you were hoping yoga would take off in Fairfield, and I assume it has.
It has.
Because you're still... So what's the difference between yoga and Pilates?
There's a big difference. Not a huge difference. I would always say when somebody asked me that question, Pilates is more strengthening, where yoga is more stretch, and that is a very simple answer.
Okay.
Unlike the breathing, we still are very focused on breathing, but our breath does come from the lungs, versus a yoga's from the diaphragm. So sometimes a class can be kind of tricky because you need to take your breath from certain areas at certain times in the class.
Okay.
So, yep.
Okay, now when I think of yoga, I think of poses like dragon down or these weird names that I've never thought of. But is that what yoga is like? Striking these poses, holding these poses?
There's a variety of poses. Now, I'll slip into some of the classes that I teach.
Okay.
Yes, the poses are there, but I have more of a dance background. So my classes are what I would call movable, you know, where they're very flowing and a little on the fast side.
Okay.
you don't necessarily have to have a yoga background. It's handy, but you don't have to. And so when you come in for that whole hour, you are flowing from position to position, up and down and all around. And like I said, in almost all my Pilates yoga classes, there is a core strengthening in that class somewhere.
Okay.
You know, specifically there. So,
is that something more like, I want to say Tai Chi, but I know that's wrong.
Nope.
The slow movement.
Okay, that is Tai Chi, and yes, I have that in one of my classes. Actually, my Silver Sneakers class has a small tidbit of the Tai Chi, and I have thrown that into some of my classes over time to time. Hasn't quite caught on here.
Okay.
Okay, it's a little slower, but mine's a little bit still faster than that. And so there's just a lot of move and groove to mine. But yeah, you're still going to get all the benefits. I do want to highlight a favorite of a lot of my clients, and it's called the Pilates Mini Ball. Yes, there's
the
yoga.
Pilates Mini Ball.
Yes, there is a mini ball that is used as a tool in that class.
All
Not that we use it the whole time, but it is incorporated. So there's a lot of Pilates techniques, as well as a lot of yoga background in that classes, you know.
Okay.
So,
all right. So they use the ball.
They use the ball in and around. No,
and
for holding positions.
Okay.
Okay. So whether it's between the thighs or on the sacrum, it's just for holding positions.
Okay.
As a tool. Then that's a class that a lot of my clients say, "Oh, I love that class."
Okay.
They might not always be able to take it, but they always send it. They love it. What I like about it, it is now at the lunch hour time.
Okay.
So it's great for clients to come in from work. And also, it's a very strong class, but not a sweaty class, if I can say that.
That's
because a lot of my clients don't want to go back to work. Am I going to be all wringing and sweaty? I'm like, no. But yet we still had a good stretch and a good core and a good workout in that class that leaves them invigorated, and they can then go back to work and continue on.
Okay. So, let's talk about times of days for these classes. You said over the noon hour you can get a class?
Yep, I have a couple of my classes at the noon hour. One's like at 11:15, that is a strictly Pilates class, and that's a traditional Pilates class. I do kind of require some background, so I might have to meet with you one-on-one to give you some background so you would feel comfortable in that class. On the other hand, the Pilates mini ball is at 12:20, sorry about
1220.
That, 12:20.
Okay.
So those are two of my lunchtime classes. I've just tried to fit things to the clients here in town.
Okay. What about your classes, Denise?
I have the various classes, and they're in my yoga class. My health fitness classes are in the afternoon and evening.
Oh, okay.
So if you would get on to the FCC page under the health fitness, you will be able to see I have Monday afternoon. I have Tuesday evening. I have a Wednesday evening, and I have it Thursday afternoon.
Okay. All right. So basically what you're telling me is there are no excuses.
There are no excuses.
Yes. We don't have the early rise and shine yoga that we thought we were going to try at one time, but we would still like to have that, you know, if the clients want to get up really early.
Well, you start the day with a stretch.
That'd be a good thing. But we do have a lot of our classes that do begin at 9, 10, 11 the afternoon. My total body is at 5:15. You know, I make it that time so you can get off work at 5 and hopefully get to the class, you know. And so I think when I designed the classes years ago, it was because of busy clients like yourself.
Right.
That usually you could find what I wanted to design was a variety of classes, a variety of styles, and a variety of times.
Okay. Something for everyone.
Yes, so you can't have me that excuse.
All right. Is there anything else we need to know? Bobcat Den is a wonderful place.
It is a wonderful place, and we're very fortunate that they asked us to come there.
Okay.
And it has been a transitioning phase, and the reason we're here is because we want people to know, even though, you know, we are at the Bobcat Den, and that is our facility now, that we still have the same classes that were always at the Mat Works.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, ladies, for coming in. And thank you for working with, fat, out-of-shape people like me.
Oh, yeah.
All right. That is going to do it for today. My guests have been Donna Frutiger and Denise Hilliard from the Bobcat Den on the campus of Frontier Community College. They want you to sign up for classes now.